info and entertainment.
Sizzling 99.9.
Oh, come on.
Stop. I'm on island time.
That's right, you're on island time. It's quarter after the hour, and you're listening to Paulie Spitt on KSIZ Sizzling 99.9 Minneapolis Central Time. That's right. Put this on your calendar for tomorrow. Listen in to Mike Lanier at 8:15 on Car Shows Thursday. So when you have a chance, stop by, check it out, have some fun with us, and learn about all of the car shows that are happening on a national level. That's right, all 50 states, baby. And as promised, I'm honored to have Nashville's MFG recording artist Beth Travers on with me right now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm here. I'm alive. I have a pulse. But, you know, I hope your weather is a little bit better than ours. We're raining today and we're at 43 degrees. Where are you calling from?
Okay, so I'm cheating a little bit then because I'm not in Nashville. I'm in Southwest Florida.
Okay.
So it's somewhere between Sarasota and Fort Myers. And I have to say, it's pretty dang nice.
Well, you know, I love that coast, you know, that Fort Myers, the Sarasota, the whole area. I mean, it's such a cool place. There's so many things that I remember being on, you know, I used to do some sales for this cable company, and I used to go down to Clearwater and sell to HSN, yeah. And the great thing about it is that it's a really, really, and the Hooters, I used to go to all those bars, man. And the first time I ever had anything to do or related to alligators was, God, it's got to be 85, maybe, 87.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God. Now, you know, we just played your latest hit, right? Beach Me, Baby. And,
Beach Me, Baby.
Yeah, now, can call this, you know, check this out, all right? So we've got about 36,000 listeners right now. And right now, that I'm getting swarmed with all of these texts and emails saying, where did you get your inspiration? Where did that come from for this particular song? It's really spicy.
Okay, you're going to laugh. It's kind of a silly inspiration. But I remember when I was a little kid, my mom's from Florida, so we used to go there a lot. There was a commercial on TV for Florida tourism. And there was a little kid outside of a screen door getting just like totally pummeled by snow and wind. And you see the screen door open, like the mom's opening the door, and the kid goes, "I need it bad." And it was Florida tourism. And that image comes to me every time I look at the lyrics to the song. They just kind of fell out of my mouth. It's like, I'm up in the north, I'm in an office, it's cold, get me out of here, beach me, you know?
Beach me, baby. I mean, you know, that must have been, you know, something that, you know, you get from the younger age, and it kind of transitions to an older, well, as you get older, and all of a sudden it's like, I got to write a song about this.
Yeah, and I've already gotten older.
Well, we all have, but then I think the great thing about it, and you know, you have those fond memories of your younger age. I'm from Hawaii. You know, I'm always thinking about Hawaii as soon as the snow hits, you know.
I bet you are. You moved to, you know, out of paradise. And no, I think it's kind of paradise where you are, too, because you have all the seasons, and that is such a nice city, such a beautiful place.
Yeah, and you know, the great thing about, you know, we're in the airline industry as well. So, you know, if we need to thaw out, you can always jump on a plane and go somewhere. But, you know, let me ask you a question. Another email that had just come in, it said they want to know, how did you get into this trop rock industry?
I was a Jimmy Buffett fan from, like, day one. So I always followed his music, and that was sort of the center of it for me for a long time. And then I never had time. I wrote in Nashville for a long time, different companies, different co-writers, did a lot of writing, and played bass for people to pay for the rest of my living, right? And so when I moved to Florida full time, somebody called me that knew me from Nashville and said, could you come out and play bass for me? And I said, I'm not really playing bass anymore. I'm just not doing it. And he said, well, you know, I can't get bass player that can read charts here. And I, I paid $200 a gig, right, gigs right around town where you live. And I'm like, I play a little. And instantly, like, while I was talking to the guy on the phone, I'm going online and picking out another bass, you know. So I went to work playing bass for him, and I just met this whole crowd of people in this area that I didn't know existed. So it was like, after all these years, I found my tribe, because I was playing that kind of music anyway. That one song, I Just Need the Sunshine, I wrote that 20 years ago in a dark ASCAP writing room in Music Row in Nashville. So my heart was always there. I just didn't know that the genre existed until I opened my eyes and went, I love you guys, you know?
What's an easygoing genre? I mean, the great thing about it, you speak about beach, you speak about escapism, you know, the easy life. And, you know, the great thing about, you know, this industry, as I'm looking at it from the outside, is that you really don't have to travel with a band. You can do these smaller events and, you know, gigs, you know, just by yourself.
Yeah, that's amazing. And they seem to make room for both. They make room for the people who want to have a big rocking band. And yeah. I've done plenty of band things. I don't want to do that anymore particularly. I totally love doing a solo thing. I just never had a chance all the time I was in the music business. So the fact that they'll embrace that, even at festivals, you can come and do the Sunday morning with just you and your guitar, or however, you know, you want to do it with some jam people, it's just amazing. It's just so inclusive, so laid back and easygoing.
For all of our listeners right now, we're speaking with MFG recording artist Beth Travers. And the great thing about this, you can find her on Facebook. It's BethTravers.7. And we were speaking earlier, all right, and there are two pictures on there that I'm looking at. She's green, you know, she's wearing green, and the cool thing about it, I can say, you know, it's got to be a St. Patrick's Day event that you did, but the first thing that I noticed was the guitar. Tell us a little bit about this guitar that you're working with.
Okay, it's a pretty new model of guitar that Fender put out. It's called the Acoustasonic, and they put it out in a Tele model, and I don't really like the Tele model. It just doesn't fit me. It always feels neck heavy. And then they came out with one that's shaped like a Strat. So as soon as they came out with that, I started like hawking the stores to see if I could try one. But it's a really cool setup. It's meant for someone like myself who wants to be kind of versatile as a soloist. It's not a good thing to buy to replace your Stratocaster, because it doesn't sound like, doesn't have that, you know, kick butt, so to speak, electric sound. But it does have two Fender electric sounds, and then it has a wide range, 10 different sounds, like a five-way switch, 10 different sounds of different acoustic guitars. So, I mean, with all the stuff we use on stage and stuff, it's hard to have your ears be able to pick out the little nuances, but it's a great on-stage guitar for with one or two people, because it's light and it's versatile, and, you know, it wasn't that. The first one I saw was in Portland, Oregon, and it was up over $3,000. It was done with really nice wood, and I thought, oh, what a great guitar, but I can never afford that. But then they came out with a model that was more like, you know, under $2,000 anyway. So I'm really loving playing it. As a matter of fact, I play it more than I play my Taylor now. So it's making a perfect stage guitar.
Well, that's great, especially when you're a soloist out there. You know, I've done solo work before. You want a fat sound. You want a warm sound. You want something that's going to, you know, strike quick and, you know, stay steady during the whole hour or 2 hours that you're playing. Fast forward here. Let's talk about equipment. We're looking at BethTravers.com for all of our listeners right there. And that's listening right now. And you're loaded down with all kind of studio equipment. I'm looking at this picture. What is, I mean, you're really into this. You know, tell us a little bit about your private studio.
Okay, well, it's got sonar and it's all digital, but And we have tons and tons of mics. My husband is a long-time record maker, and I'm more of a musician or singer side of it. So, but we have a ton of stuff. We still have a studio in Nashville with that same equipment, different, I don't know what console you're looking at, but we have, there's too many, you know. The one in Nashville, I think, is in Elisa's, and we just have it set up so that we can go up there and cut tracks in Nashville, and then we can take the tracks and come down here and finish it at our leisure because we're spending a lot of time in Southwest Florida. I don't know why.
Well, I think the great thing about it is that you know that your craft requires equipment like this. And wherever you go, you know, being a creative soul, you know, you're always writing. You're always finding inspiration. So, which leads me into another text that I'm getting right here. Where do you get all of your inspiration for most of the music that you are writing?
You know, sometimes I'm really trying to write because I know I want to come out with a project, and sometimes you just walk around and you're getting good ideas, so you've got to like feed them into your phone or write them in your calendar. I still carry a paper calendar.
Yeah.
You know, write them down somewhere, and then the hard part is like you get these ideas and you're kind of spitting little snippets of it into your phone. The hard part is when you have to go make yourself sit down with your guitar and make it come out as a whole song.
Yeah.
So the idea of the inspiration is easy. Sometimes things just pop into your head and you get funny ideas. I get a lot of silly ideas, you know. And it's more or less learning to have your radar up for it. I'm pretty sure everybody has these thoughts. They just haven't trained themselves to write them down and force themselves to sit down and make songs out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you know, inspiration comes. It could come 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, you could be driving home, and the worst thing about it is when you're driving and you get this like this melody in your head, and
yeah.
Either you have to either pull over, you got to find yep. your phone to record in it. I mean, it goes on and on. And I'm feeling it. But you know, the great thing about this is that at least some of our, you know, listeners that are inspired by, you know, writers like you, what would you suggest to them in regards to if they wanted to get into the trop rock industry?
Oh, good. Well, I'd say it's a pretty welcoming genre of music. So, you know, what you need to do is just keep your radar up. If you're writing your own stuff, think about where you want to be. You can be in Minneapolis, Minnesota, or you can be in Key West, and you can have the same lovely ideas about beaches and escapism. So it's just a matter of using your imagination and then getting to a good studio. Like, it's important that the music comes out sounding, it doesn't have to all be the same, but, you know, you want to have things that sound decent on the radio. So you want to make sure that when you get your idea in line and then you kind of puzzle over your words. And I heard a great thing recently about writing songs. It's not finished until you, I probably shouldn't say this word, but it was such a direct quote. It was like, you know, until you take everything out of it that's not good. I censored that. You know what I mean? You just have to go word by word and not put filler in there. And so if you've got a line or two that just isn't that hot, don't just pass over it. And I'm giving myself that advice at the same time because I'm a super impatient person. And then head down the road to production. And find somebody that you trust if you don't do your own recording. I definitely co-produce with my husband. He's got a lot of good ideas. I have a lot of good ideas. We butt heads and scowl at each other, but the end result is usually really good. And he likes to concentrate on things that just slay me. Like, for me to sit and concentrate over the sound of drum tracks, track by track is like water torture to me. But he loves it. He can sit and do it for 14 hours at a time. And me, I want to, like, quality control everything and, you know, more original ideas and this and that. So find somebody that you can work with and that you trust, and then find somebody that you mix, you know, just step by step. But it's such a cool genre, and it's so much fun, and it's so laid back, and people are so friendly and so willing to give you a chance. So there you go.
That is so cool. So we've got about a minute left. Why don't we give our listeners, you know, your contact information if they want to book you for an event, and then I have a surprise for you, okay?
Okay. Well, two things. I am on www.bethtravers.com. I'm also on Facebook. I do have a music page besides the one you mentioned, and that's / where dolphins laugh, because they do frequently laugh at me, so it's Beth Travers Music is where you find it. And that does have a button that'll put you in contact with me, or you can email me at BethTravers@att.net, or, you know, the Facebook will put you through the phone. Facebook message, I'm not usually on Messenger all the time, but I do answer within a day. I always check them, so I don't have Messenger on the phone because I'd just be dinging all the time.
All right.
And wherever it is, I'm ready to go.
Well, the great thing about this BethTravers.com, you know, it shows basically how you can contact you, your events that come up, and, you know, other things. So when you want to learn more about the Beth Travers, simply go to BethTravers.com. However, all right, so here's the surprise. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Before you start setting us up for your second hit that's basically was just released with Caribbean Seeing, is that it?
Yeah, Caribbean Seeing.
Okay, so check this out. Right? Before you set us up for that, you need to sing a cappella for us.
Oh, ouch. Okay. Sing what?
Sing anything. Anything that you desire. You got 15 seconds. Go.
15 seconds. Oh, man. Okay. I'm Caribbean seeing you, and I'm finally seeing the light. And that is your setup for that song.
Very good. Beth Travers, thanks for being on today for us, and we're going to have you on in the next couple months. How's that?
That's awesome. I've so enjoyed getting to know you, and goodbye, everybody. It's so good to get to hear you, see you, talk to you out there.
There you go. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye, Paul.
Nicely done. Oh, Beth Travers, I kind of like that, man. But, you know, talking about the Caribbean Seeing, here she is, Beth Travers. Let's go back to the music right now.
Clouds roll up in the sky.